From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Today, the Colorado couple who staged last month's Balloon Boy hoax pleaded guilty to criminal charges. Richard and Mayumi Heaney admit they conned police into believing their young son had been swept away in a homemade balloon. Their guilty pleas are part of an agreement to prevent Mrs. Heaney from being deported. From member station KUNC, Kirk Sigler reports.
In a black suit and slicked back hair, Richard Heaney stood stoically in Larimer County Court as Judge Stephen Schepansky read the felony charge.
As to the attempt to influence a public servant, count one, the only count that's been filed here, how do you plead?
Guilty.
A few minutes later, Heaney's wife, Mayumi, also pled guilty to a misdemeanor for making a false statement to authorities. Outside the courtroom, the family's attorney, David Lane, noted that Mayumi Heaney is Japanese and could have been deported if she had faced a felony, so this was the best thing that could happen.
So using that leverage, Richard looked at the case and said, I got to take this deal because I cannot risk my wife being deported.
Last month, the so-called Balloon Boy incident drew international media attention as a helium balloon the family built floated across northern Colorado. The Heaneys called a Denver TV station and then 911 to report their son was in it. It landed in a field near Denver International Airport, but the Heaneys' son, Falcon, turned out to be hiding in the family's garage the entire time. There have been calls by local authorities that all of the family's kids should be removed by Child Protective Services, but David Lane said the Heaney children are in good hands.
Contrary to what everybody wants to believe, my view of these kids is, and they've been in my office a fair amount of time, they are well cared for, well loved kids.
As part of the agreement, the Heaneys may have to foot the bill for the search and rescue operation, and both parents face possible jail time at sentencing in late December. Until then, the judge says Richard Heaney can leave the state to seek employment in New York and California. It's been widely reported that Heaney staged the stunt to bolster the family's chances of getting a reality TV program. Attorney David Lane said today's guilty plea would have no impact on any future show deal. For NPR News, I'm Kirk Sigler in Fort Collins, Colorado.